Market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Friday. So it's been a very mixed start to the day so far. We've had a bit of everything. The market started off quite slowly. It was down by as much as 0.33% in the first 10, 15 minutes of the day. Then the market started to creep into positive territory, and now the market is largely unchanged. So what we're seeing is that markets, or at least all of this week, have started off quite strongly and then have faded into the afternoon. And that is a sign that there still is a level of caution in markets at the moment. A long list of uncertainties. At the top of the list is probably the focus on inflation that we're seeing around the world at the moment. But the good news is that as long as we don't decline by around 0.75% today, then this is going to be the third straight week of improvements for our market as well. But today what we're seeing is really the mining and energy stocks that are weighing on the market, and also the banks. They're the three areas of the market that are doing enough to wipe out the improvements across the rest of the market as far as how the ASX 200 is trading. So the mining sector is being dragged lower, partly because most commodities fell back in the past day. Iron ore, aluminium and nickel actually all fell by around 5%. Copper was down about 4%. Oil was down by around 1%. So it's tough for resource and energy stocks to shake off that type of decline. So we are seeing losses around that 2% mark for BHP Rio and Fortescue Metals as well. Energy stocks like Woodside, Santos, Oil Search, Beach are also being dragged lower because of the oil price fall. So they're all down by between 1% and about 2%. Some other underperformers include Horizon, which is down around 4.5% at the moment. It signed an agreement to acquire One Rail Australia for $2.35 billion. This is a rail freight operator that operates in South Australia, the Northern Territory, New South Wales and Queensland. And this is part of its strategy to move into new geographies, as it currently operates in Queensland, New South Wales and WA, but its shares are falling back. A2 Milk is another underperformer. It is down about 2.5% today. It fell 3.5% yesterday. And in the past day, it's acknowledged that reports in the media suggesting a potential class action, this time being brought forward by Shine Lawyers. So this adds to, you know, the last couple of weeks, there was already a class action that it acknowledged as well. A2 Milk, though, has continued to reiterate that it has at all times complied with its disclosure obligation and it will vigorously defend these proceedings. The winners today, though, there are a number of them. Travel stocks are doing really well. Qantas was actually up as much as 5% early, has faded from those levels, but it still is up today. It has brought forward the restart of some of its international routes, including Sydney to Singapore first. This will be on the 23rd of November, then Fiji on December the 7th, and then in mid-Jan, we've got, in the first half of Jan, Johannesburg, Bangkok and Phuket. It also has plans to launch a new route from Sydney to Delhi on December the 6th. So Qantas shares are lifting today. Melbourne also has come out of lockdown in the past day after reaching that 70% benchmark. So we're also seeing most travel stocks doing reasonably well. Flight Centre, Webjet, Helloworld, Corporate Travel, just to name a few. And also toll road operator Transurban is up a good 1%. Just yesterday it pointed out that traffic was down 31% in Melbourne over the past 3 months because of lockdown. So the fact that they're back in business, certainly helpful. The Aussie dollar, a bit weaker at 74.8 US.